You're back again with News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. This morning I'm talking with Aaron Hawkins, Director of Marketing for the Columbus Area Visitor Center. And we're talking about the upcoming galactic event that's going to be happening in April here in, not just here in Bartholomew County, but we're mostly concerned about here in Bartholomew County.
That's right. Something that's important for school kids and all of us planning to enjoy this event is, of course, eye safety and not looking at the eclipse.
Don't stare at the sun is probably a good message.
Right. But yes. You heard it here first, people. Don't stare at the sun. But we have procured 75,000 pairs of eclipse viewing glasses.
And these are Columbus Visitor Center themed glasses?
They are community themed. So anybody who hasn't seen it yet, we have developed a really cool visual identity, our own kind of graphic look for the eclipse. So, these will be a keepsake souvenir item. They are branded Bartholomew County, Indiana, and, you know, with the date and everything. In that 75,000 count, wanted to be sure that every school-age child in Bartholomew County has a set of these glasses. No one needs to call the visitor center. We are working with schools. That's BCSE, our private schools, Flat Rock, Haw Creek, as well as the homeschool community. We are working on a distribution plan and talking with leaders of those organizations to get those distributed. But of course, not too early. We don't want them to get lost. We will also be sharing these glasses with all of the event organizers that are creating events. They'll be able to distribute them at their event. So we hope that we will have, a large portion of the population covered with the safety glasses.
Okay, I have to ask, what does 75,000 pairs of glasses look like when they arrive at your office?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad you asked. I wasn't sure what to expect either. It was about 20 big boxes, the size that I can carry one of the boxes, but just barely.
Okay. So, wow. Okay.
If that gives you any visual.
So for people who are wanting to brave the actual day of and go and take part in some events and some community activities, what sort of things we have going on that we know of?
Yeah. So on the big day, on Monday, April 8th, some of the larger events that are taking place are one total eclipse of the farm at Henry Breeding Farm. This is an event by the Bartholomew County Historical Society. They are partnering with the Philharmonic. So there will be, music, kids activities, all the fun stuff that they do all the time at Breeding Farm. I mean, gosh, what a cool place to watch it, right? Surrounded by all that beautiful Hoosier farmland. And from Breeding Farm, you also have a distant view of I-65. So I think it'll be really curious to see, if that gridlock that we're all anticipating. I feel like the people lounging in the grass at Breeding Farm will be able to get a view of that.
Well, and when I talked to Jody Kaufman from the city, who is apparently an eclipse nut, she's
amazing.
She pointed out that that corner of Bartholomew County, that is the closest we're getting to the longest portion of the eclipse. So if you want to spend the most time in the dark, that's where you should go in Bartholomew County.
Yeah. So I think that technically Franklin, Indiana will have the longest totality in our area. And yeah, Breeding Farm is about as close to Franklin as you can get in Bartholomew County. There are some events happening up in Edinburgh. They're up in that direction as well. But just for everybody listening, we're talking about maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, seconds
more.
Of extra.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, certainly don't want to give anybody the impression that it's going to be like a very different experience in Franklin. No, it's just going to be dark for like a few more seconds.
So in Bartholomew County, other things you can go and do on Eclipse Day.
Everybody's talking about eclipsing the Renaissance Fair up at the Air Park campus. It's going to be really cool. All kinds of medieval things going on, like jousting, armored combat. I'm imagining there'll be lots of cosplay, people walking around eating big turkey legs. But yeah, every time I run into Brian Payne, our airport director, you know, he tells me some other crazy, cool idea that he's come up with and added to this event. So I think that's really going to be a highlight. And then for those wanting to kind of stay closer to in town, the library is organizing a large event at the Central Middle School track. And I think that there will be lots of community partners there. I know Kids Commons is going to be there. Kids Commons is building these cool tents that the roof of the tent is made out of the same material as the lenses of the safety glasses. So you can stand underneath the tent and look up at the sun. I think it's a great idea, especially for maybe people with little kids that you're not sure if they're going to keep those glasses on. That sounds really cool. But that is a really like family focused event. Everything there will be free to enjoy. Lots of education, craft. I heard that they're commissioning two sculptures that will involve like perforated metal that will give really like crazy shadow patterns as the eclipse happens. I'm sure I'm not doing a good job of describing this, but trust me, it's going to be cool.
Well, if people are looking for a place in Bartholomew County in Columbus to find out all the information about what's going on during the eclipse, there's probably should mention where you can go.
Yes. I first want to say to anyone planning any kind of event, no matter how large or small, we really, really want to help you get the word out about it. Those events can be submitted to the community calendar, the Visitor Center community calendar at columbus.in.us. That is the same place that we ask people to submit regular events all the time. We will tag these as eclipse events so that they can all, you know, be populated in that way. We also have a landing page on our website, and this is really the one-stop shop for all local information. As we become aware of things, you know, we're updating that page multiple times a day. Also will be safety information there. So that's columbus.in.us/eclipse.
And a Facebook presence?
Yeah, Facebook. It's 2024 Total Solar Eclipse Bartholomew County. That's kind of a mouthful. You can find it. You won't be able to avoid it if you're on Facebook. You'll see this.
The links are already popping up from what I can see.
Yeah.
We've been talking this morning with Aaron Hawkins, Director of Marketing for the Columbus Area Visitor Center. And Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.